You're listening to SBS News.
A lantern containing a single flickering candle has been placed on the doorstep of No. 10 Downing Street in recognition of the more than 126,000 Britons who've succumbed to COVID-19. It marks a year to the day after UK residents were first ordered to stay at home to contain the spread of COVID-19. Landmarks across the United Kingdom were illuminated in yellow as a beacon of hope and support for the bereaved. Prime Minister Boris Johnson pledged to honour the dead.
At the right moment, we will come together as a country to build a fitting and a permanent memorial to the loved ones we've lost and to commemorate this whole period.
Britain has the worst death toll in Europe and fifth highest in the world. It's gradually started to ease lockdown restrictions under a plan tied to progress made in its national vaccination campaign. Close to 28 million people have received at least one vaccine dose. Visiting a vaccination centre, Prince William said he would get vaccinated when his turn came.
I'm a while away yet, though, until I get mine, but they're getting there pretty fast, so it won't be long.
Yeah,
I have plenty of vaccinations at one time. Get jabbed a lot.
Russia's President Vladimir Putin has been immunised with a Russian-made vaccine. The government says he's feeling well. It hasn't clarified which vaccine he received, stating all three domestically developed products are reliable and effective. The European Union's Medicines Agency says it still needs additional data from the makers of Russia's Sputnik V vaccine as it assesses whether to authorise the shot for use in the 27-nation bloc. The China-based biopharmaceutical company Sinovac says preliminary data from trials involving 550 children suggests its COVID-19 vaccine is safe for those aged 3 to 17. More than 70 million shots of the vaccine have already been given to adults worldwide. Sinovac has submitted data to drug regulators for assessment. Meanwhile, the world's biggest vaccine maker, India, has announced it's to expand its vaccination program to include everyone aged over 45. Information Minister Prakash Javadekar says there's demand in many Indian states grappling with a second surge in infections.
So our appeal is that all above 45 should take vaccine as early as possible. Vaccines are available in enough number. There is no scarcity.
The chief of the World Trade Organization, Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala, has called for a boost to vaccine production through sharing of technology and expertise.
The post-COVID recovery must not leave anyone or any country behind. The first step towards this goal must be a rapid global vaccine rollout that ends the pandemic. This must include global scale-up of manufacturing, including in emerging markets and low-income countries.
Germany has extended its lockdown for a month, revising plans for a gradual reopening of the economy. It has added new restrictions. Germans travelling abroad on holiday now need to present a negative COVID-19 test on their return, but they don't need to quarantine. Hotels and holiday apartments in Germany remain closed to tourists. It's left tourism manager Michael Gerber fuming.
There is no more patience. And I think that if the service industry were let loose on the chancellor or the state premier, they might no longer do it verbally and instead would pull their ears saying, enough is enough.
The neighbouring Netherlands has also extended its tough lockdown for a further 3 weeks. But in one small change, ahead of summertime beginning at the weekend, the government has pushed back the start time of its curfew by an hour to 10 p.m. Prime Minister Mark Rutte says coronavirus infections are rising too fast to allow a relaxation of restrictions.
En ik begrijp, dit valt gewoon tegen.
I understand this is disappointing. I understand the impatience and we see unrest in society. But at the same time, locally, I see the huge efforts from mayors to maintain the peace. It is important for us all, and it is a responsibility for us all. We have to do this together.
Norway is introducing new measures to contain the coronavirus outbreak, including a ban on the public serving of alcohol. It will also postpone the introduction of its plan to reopen society. Norway has had some of Europe's lowest rates of infections and deaths since the start of the pandemic. But it's now recording a rapid increase in hospitalizations led by more contagious variants of the virus. The health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Philippa Carisbrook, SBS News.